This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and the Word of God says, Psalm 22, verse 19, But you, O Lord, do not be far away. O my help, come quickly to my aid. Oh, yes, come quickly. People need you, Jesus. Come quickly. Even as you came on the water walking to the disciples who were distressed. Come quickly. Come quickly. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Come quickly in the name of Jesus. We need you, God. Oh, yes. This generation is in need of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is. I was ordained to proclaim the Word of God, but I was proclaiming the Word of God before I was ordained. Oh, yes, by the grace of God, by the grace of the living God, telling people about the power of the Holy Spirit, about the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, about salvation, about Pentecost, about being filled with the Holy Spirit. I've been doing this for a long time, and I pray that even after I'm dead, I'm doing it. I pray that people would snap on the radio today and hear that they are loved with an everlasting love, that there's no one like Jesus. Remember what my old friend said, no one but Jesus can help you, for no one but Jesus knows how. Oh, what does the church need? A new proclamation of the Son of the Eternal Father, of Jesus Christ, and Him crucified and raised from the dead. That's what the church needs. Nothing else. A new proclamation. Young men and women being imbued with the Holy Spirit, proclaiming the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord, as healer, as savior, as God. That's what we need. I am so glad that before I was ordained a deacon, I had been preaching in Jesus' name. We used to have retreats. I would give the retreat with other people, other teens and 20-year-old people. And what would happen? Young men and women would be converted. How do you get converted? You hear the Word of God that the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross out of love for you. And if you were the only one, He would have done it. That He died and was buried. Hallelujah. But it didn't end there. On the third day, He rose again from the dead. And He pours out the power of the Holy Spirit. Without the power of the Holy Spirit, I am helpless. I am hopeless. But He promised if you would continue to proclaim Jesus Christ and Him crucified and raised from the dead, the Holy Spirit is right upon you. The Holy Spirit would bless people. The Holy Spirit would heal people. Today in the proclamation of Jesus Christ. I've been doing it for years and years and years, and I never get tired of it, and it's always new. What did Jesus say? I make all things new. That's you too. That's me three. I make all things new. You just need to step into it and do it. You see, God called me to be on radio. I stepped into it, and I've done it for 41 years by the grace of God. I am sure God has called other people, other priests to do it, but they didn't step into it, and they didn't do it, unfortunately. Maybe that call is still on their life, and God wants to do something wonderful. But you see, everyone doesn't obey the inner word of God in their hearts. I'll get proud. I'll tell you, when I get proud, Jesus lets me know it. He lets me know it. I get on my face when I get proud. I'm not worried about getting proud, because when I'm proud, he disciplines me. I've got nothing to be proud about but the Lord Jesus Christ. That's all I have, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is my all. He is my Savior. He is my life. I need him. I'm desperate for him. And he comes. He comes. You see, there are other people that are better preachers than me. They never stepped out. They never stepped out. Oh, what if I get proud? Please. If I get proud, I get stepped on by the Lord Jesus. And his being stepping on me brings me back to the cross, death, and resurrection of himself. I'm not worried about getting proud. There's nothing to be proud about. I want to lean on Jesus. I want to proclaim the Lord Jesus for you in a new way. He's got new plans for you, but you've got to step into them. If you don't step into them, you'll never, never know them. He's got new plans for me too. I've got to step into them. But Father Tom, you're old. Yeah, I'm kind of old, but I ain't quitting. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to go out preaching Christ, him crucified and raised from the dead. Pouring out his Holy Spirit. That's how I'm going out. You know, when I have my funeral, no one's going to preach, not even Father Matt. I'm going to preach, because I'm going to preach about Jesus, not about Father Tom, how good he was, how boring. I want my funeral to be about Jesus Christ, so that another person would come and give their life to him. That's what it's all about. That's just what it's all about. I'm not into proclamation of myself. I'm into the proclamation of the church. This Jesus, whom you crucified, God has raised up to be both Lord and Messiah. That's what I'm into. And in the proclamation of Jesus, people's lives interiorly get healed. People's bodies outwardly get healed. People bring light to the darkness of their hearts. In the proclamation of Jesus. St. Paul said it, and I've got nothing better than St. Paul. I refuse to know anything but Jesus Christ and him crucified. He said it to the community called Corinthians. So if Paul has nothing better to preach, I'm not better than Paul. I'm going to follow his example. I'm going to preach Jesus. Oh, yes, when we started this ministry, I had money for 3 months. I figured that I would be on the radio at least for 3 months, and that would be it. It's 41 years later, and we still pay our bills because I preached Jesus and him crucified and raised from the dead. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you know him? Do you know him? Because to know him is to love him. Not everybody knows him. Everything in a garage is not necessarily an automobile. Everything in church is not necessarily a Christian. But we proclaim Christ and him crucified, that those who are in the church and have not experienced the new birth experience, given their lives to Jesus, that they would do it at the service that I preach at. That's so real. That's so real. It was when I was 21 I met the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I had met him as a child. I'll never forget it. I met him one Easter Saturday when I was having doubts about the resurrection. And he showed himself to me. Oh, not his face, but his being. I tell you, it's all real. The proclamation of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ, is all real. And unless he has you, you'd have any life at all. How does he have me? I'll tell you soon. He has you by you asking. I stand at the door and knock, he says. If anyone opens the door, I will come in and dine with them, and they with me. Are you asking Jesus in? You see, I've been desperate for Jesus, and he always comes, whether I feel it or not. I come to this microphone every day, whether I feel it or not, and proclaim the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that you too might be saved and be filled with the presence of God. And he wants to heal you, H-E-A-L. He wants to heal you. Go to Holy Communion. You are going to Christ himself, the one who sits at the right hand of the Father, the one who was crucified, died, buried, and raised from the dead. That's who you receive. You should be expecting salvation. Not only salvation, but the healing of your body, soul, spirit, and mind. Because it's Jesus at a Catholic Mass. It's not some representation of the Lord Jesus. It's the Lord Jesus himself that I receive at Mass. I know it to be true. I know it to be true. Oh, when I was young, I used to go to Mass before going to college. And my friends who drove me to Salem State would pick me up at the church after the 7 o'clock Mass. I needed the bread of life, and I still do. The bread of life. Bread of heaven, come to feed me till I want no more. Fill my life, fill it up, and make me whole. Oh, I need the bread of life, the word of God, and the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ at Holy Communion. You've left the church. You're not receiving the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're not doing it. You're not doing it unless you're an Orthodox. You have a symbol. I'm not into symbols. I'm into reality. When I eat at the altar of the Lord Jesus Christ, I eat the body and blood, soul and divinity of my Savior. He did it on the night before he died. My father told me some important things on the night before he died. He told me, take care of your mother. That was his only wish. Take care of your mother. I said yes. I would take care of my mother. When Jesus, on the night before he died, he did the most important thing. Take and eat. This is my body, broken for you. Take and drink. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Are you doing it? Have you gone to confession? Oh, I don't preach. I don't share my sins with another man. Then you've got to tell Jesus in the 20th chapter of St. John, he made a mistake. What did he say to the apostles? They were men. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. Tell them, you made a mistake, Jesus. No, no, no. No, no, no. I'm not going to confess my sins to another man, you proud, arrogant person. Humble yourself, and the grace of God will come to you. Humble yourself, and the grace of God will come to you. How do I humble myself? I do what the Bible tells me to do. I do what the church tells me to do. I do it in the name of Jesus and in faith. And what does the church say? That at the Eucharist, the very body, blood, soul, and divinity is being shared with the people in the form of bread and wine. That's what Jesus said. Now, you might have left the church. Oh, I have a communion service once a month. Oh, I need the Eucharist every day. Not once a month, every day. I need to receive Him, body, blood, soul, and divinity, every day. I don't need Him only once a month. I'm desperate for Him. And only in the Catholic Church and the Orthodox Church can you do that every day. When I was in Salem State, I used to go to the 7 o'clock Mass. They would pick me up, my friends, and at the church at 7:30, and we'd go to Salem State. The most important time of my day was going to receive Jesus in word and in sacrament, in word and in the body and blood of our Savior. What about you? You left the church? Well, I'm going to invite you back. Okay, you were disappointed. Oh, you know what? Man and woman will always disappoint you. Father Tom will always disappoint you. But God, who said to Peter, "Thou art Peter, the rock, and upon this rock, Peter, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail." That's what Jesus said, and that's what happened. It's been 2,000 years since his death and resurrection. The gates of hell have no power on the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. Have we always been on the mark? No, no, no. Unfortunately, too many times we've thought about ourselves as the church rather than Jesus as the Lord. And what happens when you do that? You got to repent and come back. That's what you have to do as a person. That's what I have to do as a person. That's what the church has to do. Proclaim Jesus. Come back. How does the song go? Come back to me with all your heart. Don't let fear keep us apart. Don't let fear keep you apart from Jesus. Don't let it be. He's got plans for you. You've got to put the hand in the hand of the crucified, risen Savior. And you do it in faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, yes, I do not walk by sight. I walk by faith in Him who is and was and who is to come. His name is Jesus. I walk by faith in His church that He established, one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I walk in faith in that church. I am just a member of that church. Christ Jesus is the head. Hallelujah. I need the Lord Jesus Christ. I proclaim Him in season and out of season. When I feel it and when I don't, it's the proclamation of the love of my life, the Lord Jesus Christ. I proclaim Him. Sometimes I come to this microphone singing, "How dry I am, how dry I am. Nobody knows how dry I am." But you know what? When the music stops, I begin to proclaim the love of Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, no matter what I'm feeling, because it's the truth. And if you know the truth will set you free. It may break your legs spiritually, but if you know the truth will set you free. Do you know the truth today? He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Do you know Him? That's the issue. Not know about Him. Do you know Him? I thank God that I knew him as a little child. I knew him when I would visit the Blessed Sacrament. I knew him. I thank God that at 21 I experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit, filled with the power of Pentecost. Thank you, Lord. People thought I was nuts, but I didn't, because my proclamation was stronger as the Holy Spirit was released in me. And he was already there through baptism and confirmation. I need a greater outpouring of the Holy Spirit. You need a greater outpouring of the Holy Spirit. How do I get it? I'll tell you how you get it. Jesus said, you fathers among you need and do and give good things to your children and your sinners. When they ask you for a piece of bread, you don't give them a stone. When they ask you for a fish, you don't give them a scorpion. How much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? What are you asking for? Come, Holy Spirit. Come, wonderful Holy Spirit. Come, fill my life. Come, anoint my speech. Come, heal my sick body. Come, wonderful Holy Spirit. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Much more. But you're not asking for the Holy Spirit, many of you. I ask you for the wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit, more than ever. More than ever. I ask you that people would experience Pentecost more than ever. More than ever. And as I've always said, there's a cost in Pentecost. It'll cost your life. I surrender my life unto Jesus. Pentecost! Oh, thank you for confirmation. Thank you that when I was 21, in front of Jesus, the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist, I received that baptism of the Holy Spirit. Where would I be without Pentecost in my life? But I learned quickly there was a cost in Pentecost, and it would cost my life. And you know what? I said to Jesus, you can have it. You can have it. Because if you don't have it, something else will have it. And I'm not going to give it to something else. I'm going to give it to you now. And I told him again, if I go away from you, let me suffer. I don't want to go away from you. So if I, in one experience, start to go away from you, Lord Jesus, let me suffer so that I'll come back. Because to lose Christ is to lose your life, to lose everything, to lose heaven, to lose the favor of God. But you can always come back. You can always come back. You can always come back. Why? I stand at the door and knock. Anyone who opens the door, I will come in and dine with them. Well, let's ask them to come in. Let's ask the wonderful Jesus to come in and save you. Come in to heal you. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Come forgive my sins. Help me to go to confession. Get them all out. Get them all out. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Help me, Jesus, to call my parish priest and go to confession. Come into my life. Never leave me. Your blood makes me whole. Your blood forgives me. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It makes me whole. There is nothing more powerful than the blood. How many preach the precious blood of the Lamb? I do, by God's grace. The precious blood of Jesus Christ. I do. And I will, by the grace of God, until I kick off into glory. Preach the blood. Preach the power of forgiveness. Preach the power of redemption. Preach the power that overcomes Satan and all of his miserable works. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.